Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening, everybody. It's a Tuesday night here at Oneonta High School, and it's time for the Boys Basketball State Tournament. This is a New York State Class D sub-regional game between Section 4 champion South Courtright and Section 1 champion from down by the city, Greenburg North Castle. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, I'm Nate Lull. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight, and Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Coach, familiar territory for us being here at Oneonta High School as SK gets set to play Greenburg North Castle for the third year in a row. That's got to be pretty rare in the state tournament.
Yeah, these schools certainly have played against each other before, playing against each other the last 2 years, so... The friendly confines of Oneonta High School and Drago Gymnasium.
A lot of people have said, why here, Nate? Why Oneonta High School? So it rotates every year. So whoever wins next year will have to go down towards Section 1. It just happens to be that this is our year in Section 4 to host the sub-regional. 2 years ago, it was at Johnson City when Section 4 was hosting. And the section really made a point to say, that's a pretty long trip for South Courtright, too. Let's try to put them a little closer to home. And Oneonta High School has stepped up to host this game here tonight, so we're glad to have everybody along. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back and get you set here. It's about 10 minutes until tip-off between South Courtright and Greenburg North Castle in the state tournament here on WCDO.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. This game is also available on the Oneonta Athletics YouTube channel if you want to watch the video of tonight's game. But I got to throw this out there, folks. I have no control over any video at any time in any gymnasium. All I can do is promise you that we'll be here on WCDO. So if you want to listen here or on WCDOsports.com, I promise I can take good care of you. But I'm probably preaching to the choir. If you're already listening, I appreciate that. But I get a lot of questions on video, so I wanted to throw that out there. So, Coach, let's dive into this one. We know South Courtright very well, but what do we know about Greenburg North Castle?
Well, they're a combination of two merged schools, Greenburg Academy and Clark Academy. They're out of Section 1. They're the three-time Class D champions from Section 1. They play a very difficult schedule. Most of the schools in their section are Class B and C schools. They are only two D schools in the entire section. So it would be Greenburg North Castle and Children's Village. Those are the only two D schools in the entire section. There also are only four C schools in the section. So most of the schools that they have played are B and C schools.
Yeah, it's a unique thing down there. We've seen it when the rotations changed. I think a lot of old school people will remember that Section 4 always plays Section 3, and that's still true in a lot of our classes. But a few years ago, what New York State was trying to do was they said, hey, there's teams from Long Island and there's teams from downstate that if they're in Class D, they're getting a much easier road to the Final Four. When you think about Section 3 and Western New York and Section 4, you're playing a full-on tournament to win sectionals, maybe a full bracket of 16 teams. These teams are winning one game or, in some cases, getting a free bye by being the only team in the section to the state tournament. So the state committee has been trying to make it a little more difficult of a road to get to the Final Four, really make everybody earn it to get there. So that's another reason why Section 4 has been tapped to come down and play Section 1, Section 9, and Section 11. So it's on a rotation.
And I know from my meetings as the athletic director for GMU and the executive secretary for the Tri-Valley League that Section 4 and all the other sections and the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, they're looking, I guess you would call it a deep dive into the regional rotations, not only for basketball, but for all sports. So they're looking at changing them up a little bit, so in the near future we may see some different rotations, and that's just because they're trying to improve it.
Yeah, it's something that I think they're always working on, trying to make it as equitable and as fair as possible for all the teams involved, and I don't envy that job because I don't really know if there is a perfect system, and I can tell you from talking to the people that set this up, there's no secret formula, there's no ill will, they're not trying to push a certain team, there's no agenda, so they're trying to do the best by kids, and it doesn't always work out perfectly. There's a lot of things that go into it with who can host, venues, money, hotels, the whole nine yards, so they're trying their best to make it work. But we do know the winner of this game will have to go down to Long Island to Section 11. They'll have a 10 a.m. game on Saturday against Smithtown Christian, who is the champion from Section 11. That game, again, 10 a.m., and we believe, we'll double-check this, Farmingdale Community College out on the island. So if you're planning ahead, you might be booking some hotels later tonight if you're an SK fan or a Greenburg Northcastle fan.
So Greenburg Northcastle defeated Children's Village in the Section 1 Class C Boys Final by a score of 81-37. That game was at the Westchester County Civic Center in White Plains. In that game, Greenburg Northcastle had three players score over 20 points. So kind of a balanced squad, but clearly their best player is number 32, Chris Popette. He has scored over 1,000 points in his career and holds the career scoring record at Greenburg Northcastle. As we said earlier, these two opponents are not unfamiliar. They played in this regional game the last 2 years. In 2022, South Courtright beat Greenburg Northcastle 77-53. I believe that was the game that was at Johnson City.
Correct.
And then last year, South Courtright defeated Greenburg Northcastle 80-55, and that game was down in Section 1.
Yep, it was at Yorktown High School. I asked Coach today, I've gotten pretty close with the Greenburg Northcastle coach because he's always picking my brain about what's going on up here. I said, Coach, where was that last year? It was down at Yorktown High School, really nice facility, and SK was able to come away with a win that day. So getting you set here for Greenburg Northcastle and SK. I've been so impressed over the years with Chris Popette, an athletic guy, 6'5 on the interior, and certainly a handful here today. I'm interested to see because the last couple of years, SK has been such a balanced team, several guys scoring in double figures. They have a nice rotation here this year, but I think everybody will agree that Connor Carino, averaging 29 points a game right now, is the go-to guy. How will Greenburg Northcastle attack him? I'll be interested to see here today.
I'm also interested to see how South Courtright plans on defending Chris Popette. He's averaging 26 points a game and 21 rebounds a game. So he's averaging a double-double. Now, normally you'd say, oh, that's great. He's averaging, you know, more than 10 points and more than 10 rebounds. But 26 points a game and 21 rebounds, that's pretty impressive. And I would say this South Courtright team, compared to some of the ones we've seen in the past, does not have as much height on the interior. So I'm interested to see how they try to match up to Chris Popette. He's 6'5", so it should be an interesting, you know, coaches battle over there as to how they're going to try to take away the other team's best player.
Yeah, Greenburg Northcastle, watching them warm up right now, a team that has very good size, a team that is athletic, and they like to play a lot of guys off the bench from what I've seen traditionally. So not afraid to come right at you, and if you don't keep them off the glass, it could be certainly a long night.
And every time we're in this gym, we always talk about the hoop that's to our left because there's bleachers behind it, and then there's a space where I believe Oneana practices wrestling, and there's kind of an open area back there. So that basket is kind of hanging in the middle of nowhere. It's not always, I would say, like a shooter's best friend. So South Courtright will be shooting at that basket in the first half, and Greenberg Northcastle will be shooting at that basket in the second half. So it'll be interesting to see if that plays a part in the outcome of today's game.
Of course, want to thank everybody for listening to the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. We also have a variety of special sponsors that we'll be recognizing throughout the game, including Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show, and we'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions, so make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and our pregame show is brought to you by Butler Auto Sales. This is the New York State Class D sub-regional game. And again, the winner of this game will go to Long Island, Section 11, on Saturday at 10 a.m. at SUNY Farmingdale to take on Smithtown Christian, the champ from Section 11. Coach is going to have our starters for both teams here for this game.
First, for Section 1, three-time Class D champion, the Greenberg Northcastle Knights. They come in with a record of 7-12. Freshman number 10, Daywan Owens. Junior number 11, Roland Nakash. Senior number 12, Tavon Saylor. Seventh grader number 13, Nathaniel Frankie. and senior number 32, Chris Popet. The Knights are coached by Anthony Nicodemo. For the South Courtright Andes Rams and head coach Aaron Kaufman. They come in with a record of 21-2, and they are the three-time defending Section 4 Class D champions. Freshman number 2, Boston Carino. Junior number 4, Jack Byrne. Senior number 5, Darren Dengler. Senior number 11, Connor Carino. And senior number 24, Jacob Saroba.
All right, getting you set here. SK is in the home white uniforms. They're technically the host here today. With the royal blue trim, says Rams in royal blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Looking around here, Coach, pretty packed house at OHS. That's great to see. Greenberg Northcastle is the road team here today. They are in the gold uniforms with the navy blue trim, says GNC in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. This Greenberg Northcastle team from the Dobbs Ferry area, certainly ready for a rematch with SK. I was talking to Coach back in December, and he said, boy, we'd love another shot at the Rams, because SK has won two in a row here against Greenberg Northcastle. But interested to see how this one shakes out today.
Yeah, I hope it's a good contest. It certainly looks like Greenberg Northcastle has an athletic team. They have some size. Several players well over 6 feet. Two starters are 6'5", so should be interesting. I'd like to see how they're going to try to take Connor out of the game. So it'll be an interesting matchup.
And again, I want to describe to people that, you know, you said their record is 7-11. They play, I can't remember the exact stat that you said, a lot of A and B schools that have done very well this year. So they're a battle-tested team.
I mean, they only played two games because there's only one other Class D school in their section. They played two games all year in the regular season against a Class D school. So they were 2-0 against Children's Village in the regular season, and they were kind of fairly close games. And then they had to play Children's Village again in the sectional final and had one of their better games and defeated them 81-27. So,
well, we talked to Anthony Nicodemo before the game, a fiery coach that will have his guys ready to go. They came up earlier today. They were able to shoot around over at the college at SUNY Oneonta, he said. So they've got maybe gotten the bus legs out a little bit. We'll see. An interesting matchup. I think a lot of people here are, I think a lot of people are interested to see how it all shakes out. You get to states and you get to see some new teams. So it'll be interesting to see today. And how does SK rebound here today? I think that's a major factor in this one against a bigger Greenberg Northcastle team.
And if some of South Courtright's taller players are to get into foul trouble, what does that mean?
We're ready to jump it up here. Popet for the Knights and Staroba for the Rams. SK will go right to left on your radio dial to start things up here. And Greenberg Northcastle left to right. The officials talking real quick. Maybe a uniform issue. Before we even get started here, they're talking about the Greenberg Northcastle team. Not exactly sure what they could be looking at here, Coach. Could it be a color thing for the undershirt?
Okay. Number 11 has a cutoff, like, sleeveless black undershirt, and number 10 has a yellow sleeved undershirt. So the rule is that the undershirt has to be the same color, but it's interesting because there's another player out there that has a white one, and they haven't said anything to him.
Yeah, this is something that drives me crazy. I sometimes I don't understand these things. I know, Coach, I know. And I shouldn't have even said that, but, I mean, we're ready to tip it off here, and we're talking about shirt colors. But I'm sorry if you're an official out there. I understand it's your job to enforce the rules. I get it. So I think we're ready to go now. He took the undershirt off, and we're set. And we're underway. Popet will win the tip. And here comes Greenberg Northcastle. They'll have it here with Owens going left to right. Chance of defense early from the South Courtright squad. Saylor will take it down low. High off the glass. No. Popet with a rebound. Puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Greenberg Northcastle. And that's what you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, right away, Greenberg Northcastle playing a little two-man game with their 2 6'5" guys. One tried to post up. The other one got the rebound and weren't able to get it in the hoop, but they retained possession.
Knights will have it to the left side of the hoop, and they'll set up on offense. And again, they'll find left corner here for Frankie. Zipping one back over to Nakash. Nakash with a pull-up jumper. It's short from the foul line. Out of bounds. No, saved. But the Rams will come away. And here's Carino. Left side of the floor. And Connor will have to slow it down. Finds Boston Carino. Left side corner three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Greenberg Northcastle. And they were very aware of where Connor Carino was on that. 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Greenberg Northcastle with the ball. They go to the high post. Pull-up jumper here is off the mark. A rebound for Darren Dengler. Shot there was from Saylor, and he missed it.
Nice aggressive rebound on the defensive boards for Dengler.
Carino, left side, he's stripped of the ball. It's out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Greenberg Northcastle. No, going to say it's with South Courtright. So Connor again zipped down the left wing, but had it stripped. 7 minutes to go, so we're a minute in to the first quarter here. And SK on the baseline will look to get it into the left of the hoop. Here in the sub-regional round of the state tournament. They try to go inside for Dengler. Goes back to Carino, and he scores off a completely broken play.
Well, a superb demonstration of his basketball IQ. The ball was kind of in midair there. He made sure to establish with both feet inbounds, then touch the ball. Because if he had touched it before that, it would have been a violation.
So SK leads 2-0. A fall-away jumper is in and out here for Greenberg Northcastle. Boston Carino with a rebound and a jump ball is going to send it back to the Rams with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Carino threw that rewinding. He threw it so hard to a guy that probably has the best hands around, Darren Dengler being a baseball catcher. It kind of bounced off of his shoulder, and then Connor scooped it up and put it in.
I was impressed that he knew he had to get in bounds first before he could touch it. Most kids would have just grabbed it.
Jack Byrne now into the corner. Boston Carino for three again off the front of the rim. And another rebound for Greenberg Northcastle. 6:20 to go here, first quarter. A 2-0 lead for SK in the state sub-regional. A pass for Greenberg Northcastle, left corner. Now here for Owens. Owens on the left side. They try to go inside for Popette. Left low block. Turnaround baby hook off the back of the rim. Rebound Carino. And SK is looking to run. Here's Carino in transition. Dishing one off. And the pass was too far behind Staroba there, and it went through his hands and out of bounds. Just want to let you know some more of our special sponsors here include UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton and Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart. Greenberg Northcastle down the right side of the floor. They try to go to the corner, and they do to Frankie. Inside for Popette. Puts it up, and we're going to have a foul on the left low block, and they continue to pump it inside, looking for Popette there. And that seems to definitely be the game plan. And in past years, too, they have tried to go inside for Popette. But in the past, SK has had some more size to combat him. Not so much here this year, but they're doing a good job so far. And so far, the Knights are ice cold as he misses the first shot at the line.
Yeah, and that foul was on Boston Carino. He tried to dig down and help his teammate in the post there and picks up the foul. But Popette not able to convert on either free throw.
0-for-2 for Popette. Here's Connor Carino at the foul line. His jumper is good. And Carino off to a fast start with 4 points, and SK leads 4-0 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Can the Knights find their way? Again, they're in the gold with the white and the navy blue trim going left to right. SK's in the white with the royal blue. And now here's a steal by Dengler. Right side for Dengler. Steps through, and he's blocked, but Carino is there, scoops it up, and scores.
Great hustle by Carino there.
And a 6-0 lead for SK. And then a foul in transition on Dengler as Roland Nakash was streaking down the right side and SK was trying to hustle back.
I think Coach Kaufman will be upset with that foul by Dengler. He's going to need those on the interior later in the game. That one was out on the perimeter.
5:15 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 lead here for South Courtright. All 6 points coming from Connor Carino. Greenberg Northcastle has it at midcourt. Again, they go left to right. Here is Saylor. Inside for Popette. Back out right corner three for the Knights. Too strong. Rebound Carino off the missed shot from Nakash. Rams in transition. Carino had it stripped. Great job by the Knights to get back. And now they'll look to take it back down the floor on the right side here with Nakash. Inside Popette. Good strong move. Puts it up. He traveled on the right low block. With 4:50 to go in the first quarter.
I don't know about that one. I think he kind of got bumped, and that's what caused the travel.
Coach Nicodemo isn't pleased that he's up out of his seat here for Greenberg Northcastle with 4:40 to go in this first quarter. 6-0 lead for SK, but now another steal by Greenberg Northcastle as Carino tried to take it to the 10. He was stripped of the ball. back down the floor here for the Knights. And into the corner, no, out of bounds. Last touched by the Knights. Good defense by Boston Carino there. 4.5 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you here. Jack Byrne, left side. It's a packed house here at Oneonta High School. Inside, Staroba, and we're going to have a foul on Popette in the paint with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. And some kind of chest-to-chest contact there. A little surprised on that call as well. SK will get it to the right side of the hoop.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Nicodemo, I'm saying, well, that's happening at the other end. That was, you know, calling both ways.
SK gets it in. Boston Carino for three, and he hits it. And SK jumps out 9-0 over Greenberg North Castle with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Trayvon Saylor down the right side into the paint. Puts it up off the glass. It won't go. And a rebound here for Jack Byrne. And the Knights' shooting woes continue. Carino tries to take it inside, and a missed layup here by Dengler, but he's fouled. Carino drew the defense in and then dished it over, and Dengler fouled and will head to the line. And some trash talk in here after the foul with 3:52 to go in this first quarter. And Dengler will step to the line here with SK on top, 9-0.
And it did appear that Greenberg North Castle had switched to a 1-3 chaser, and they were chasing Carino, Connor, that is, around on that last half-court offensive possession. So it'll be interesting to see if that continues.
Greenberg North Castle going to the bench here with Armani Dudley, who will check in to replace Nathaniel Frankie. And the second shot here for Dengler is also off the mark. Popette with a rebound, so it remains 9-0. Here's Saylor down the left side for three off the front of the rim. No, Dudley a rebound, fresh off the bench, gets it back over to Popette, rolls off the front of the rim. Third chance here for Saylor on a fadeaway, and he scores. First bucket of the night here for Greenberg North Castle, and it's 9-2 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Jack Byrne, left side, on the baseline, works one back out for Carino. He's hounded by two defenders. Connor to the left side, and he's fouled here on a reach-in. And it's going to have to take good ball handling tonight by this whole SK team, because the defense, very athletic here for Greenberg North Castle. SK leads 9-2 with 3:20 to go first quarter. Byrne left side, finds Carino in the corner, zips one inside for Dengler. Now they go to Staroba at the high post. He wasn't ready for the pass. It rolls out of bounds, and it's going back to Greenberg North Castle. 3:15 to go in the first.
Greenberg North Castle has had some opportunities on the interior, but just hasn't been able to capitalize, or this would be a lot closer game instead of 7 points ahead for South Courtright.
It does seem like there has been a lid on this rim down here. To the right of us, we're right at midcourt here at Oneonta High School. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Here's Popette for Greenberg North Castle. Back out right side, a three is good here for Roland Nakash. And that slices in to the SK lead. It's 9-5. With 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Rams have it going right to left. Here is Carino. A pull-up is in and out, and Popette with a rebound. And an outlet pass back ahead for the Knights. Can they settle in here on the road? The champions from Section 1. Ball near midcourt. Both teams scrambling for it there, and we're going to have a jump ball. The arrow this time will keep it with Greenberg North Castle. SK fans not happy, as there was some pushing and shoving as both sides decided to get up. And Greenberg North Castle is going to take a timeout here to try to calm things down. 2:37 to go, first quarter. SK boys lead 9-5, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I want to thank all our special sponsors tonight, including JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, and Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright. SK leads 9-5, opening round of the boys' basketball state tournament in Class D. Out of the timeout, a three is up and good for Trayvon Saylor, and he's got 5 points now for the night. And they have erased a 9-0 lead. It's now 9-8. Here's Carino to the right side, inside for Starova, and he can't handle the pass, and it's taken away here by the Knights of Greenburg North Castle. GNC has it. Saylor with a three. Got it. Trayvon Saylor again is heating up, and he's got 8 points. And GNC now leads 11-9. Minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Carino near midcourt. Left side for Jack Byrne. Byrne, a chest pass to Boston Carino. He thought about a deep three but didn't pull it. Now back to Jack Byrne. On the left side, good for Jack Byrne. And that was big, and SK leads 12-11.
A lot of extracurricular activity going on out there on the court, most of it coming from Greenburg North Castle.
Yeah, a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of trash talking here. A three straight away for Saylor. Missed it. Rebound underneath. Both teams fighting for it. Jack Byrne has it. And then a reach-in foul on Greenburg North Castle as Jack Byrne brought it back up the floor. With 1:20 to go in the first quarter, SK is on top 12-11. And it looks like this is going to be a long night and a long battle here, Coach. Both teams going toe-to-toe, and it's become physical early.
I think South Courtright is so concerned with the size that they've left the perimeter open a couple times for threes for the Knights.
There's Jack Byrne stripped of the ball, out of bounds, and will stay with SK. Underneath the hoop here, Connor Carino will inbound it to the left side. Packed house here at Oneonta High School for this sub-regional game in state. Rams will get it into Boston Carino on the left side. Finds Connor again in the corner. Baseline drive for him. He goes toe-to-toe with Popette, and he just ran out of real estate. And ahead comes Greenburg North Castle. Trayvon Saylor inside for the layup, and it's good. And Saylor's got a quick 10 points, and they lead 13-12. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rams have it. Going right to left. Jack Byrne looking for options. Has to shovel it over to Darren Dengler, and then he travels. With 42 seconds left here in the first quarter, the Knights will get it back. And a back-and-forth contest here. And so far, GNC has shown that they have the athleticism to stay here with Connor Carino. He had the first 6 points, and since then he has not scored. Knights have it to the left side. He'll come across midcourt with Nakash to Popette. Going to work. Popette inside, fouled, and he's going to the line here.
Really, really nice post move there by Popette. He caught the ball kind of on the right block, squared up, looked his defender in the eye, little head fake, then went to the right side of the hoop, little head fake, got his defender off the ground, finished, and gets the trip to the free throw line. He's going to be tough.
So the Knights now lead 15-12, and Popette at the line hits it. So Popette with 3 points, he had been quiet until then, but the rest of the Knights squad has picked him up, and they lead 16-12 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. SK has it. Here's Carino at the top of the arc, slowly kind of lulling his defender to sleep here. Comes off the left side, and now it's taken away, stripped by Greenburg North Castle. And then in transition, we got a travel on the Knights. And it's going back to SK. When Connor, wherever he goes, he's guarded one-on-one, and then as soon as he goes left or right, there's somebody right there to meet him every time.
Yeah, South Courtright's still trying to figure out how to attack this. It's a 1-3 chaser, kind of like a boxing one.
Carino off a screen, and it's tipped away near midcourt with less than a second left. Good clean defense there by the Knights. SK's going to just barely have time to catch and shoot here. See if they can get it into Carino. And they do. Carino at the buzzer. Oh, just short. Buckled off the left side of the rim. First quarter in the books. It's Greenberg Northcastle 16 and SK 12 on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back to more of our special sponsors, Morabito Gresham Insurance and the South Courtright Youth Association. As SK, to start the second quarter, trails 16-12, and Staroba can't hit a reverse layup here, and another rebound for Greenberg Northcastle. Good look there for SK. Tough angle, though. Greenberg Northcastle has it. They get into the high post. Little up and under off the side of the rim, no. Popette, a rebound, and he scores. Five now for Popette, and they have no answer. 18-12 with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. SK in a little bit of a hole, and now it's taken away here by Saylor. Picked off that pass with his length and near midcourt. Trayvon Saylor, a left side three. Try to bank it, no good. Leak out here for Jack Byrne. In transition, and Byrne's able to score. Big good bucket for SK.
Good left-handed finish there by Jack Byrne.
It's GNC 18, SK 14. They go to the high post here for Saylor, who's got 10 points. Inside, Popette going to work. Spin move off the glass, and good for Popette. Put him in the spin cycle there.
Another really nice move, and the Knights are taking advantage of their other 6'5 player to throw that entry pass into Popette. Very difficult to defend.
20-14 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. SK is down by 6. Carino, a pass down low for Staroba. He's blocked. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Rams. And just a little too slow there for Staroba. Byrne to the bench, and J.B. Trimble is going to check in here. SK going to the bench for the first time tonight. Carino inside for Dengler, and he scores off a good out-of-bounds play. Makes it 20-16 now. SK hanging tough with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Saylor, who's been excellent tonight for GNC, misses a long three, rebound Carino. And he's shot out of a cannon down the left side, but GNC's there to meet him. Connor, through the teeth of the defense, missed the shot. Popette, another rebound. And this is one of those games he's going to have to finish all of those if they want to keep him close. Straight away three here for GNC. Again, a brick off the side of the rim, and then a foul underneath on the Knights. With 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, SK trailing by 4, 20-16.
Yeah, the Knights got caught with a little push there in the back to try to get that rebound, but
here comes SK down the floor. Logan Reinshagen has now checked in for Darren Dengler, too, so now SK really giving up a lot of size. We'll see if this smaller lineup can hang here for South Courtright. Boston Carino, a deep three off the left side of the rim, and Saylor with a rebound. Trayvon down the left side, steps through and up off the glass, and good for Tavon Saylor. He's now got 12 of their 22, and a timeout's going to be taken here by SK with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Greenberg Northcastle leading South Courtright 22-16 here at Oneonta High School on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Greenberg Northcastle boys leading South Courtright 22-16. Winner of this will go to the state quarterfinals on Saturday on Long Island. Rams have it. J.B. Trimble. Now back to Carino. Splits a double team, and we got a carry here on Carino. And it's going back to Greenberg Northcastle. And SK, easier said than done, but I just don't think you can dig a hole against this team. You got to keep it close here if you're the Rams. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. GNC with the ball. They go to Saylor on the left side. And they go inside now for Popette. Back up straight away. A three for GNC is no good. And a rebound here for the Rams. Lance McClure across midcourt. Goes to Trimble on the far side. Back to McClure. Has it at midcourt and goes to Connor Carino on the left side. Carino in the paint, and they're going to get a foul somewhere down low there with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Just a quick thank you to our sponsors here tonight. Of course, SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. What did we see there, Coach?
He just got fouled on his drive to the basket. Number 42, Armani Dudley, kind of reached in as Connor was trying to drive to the basket. So Jack Byrne returns to the lineup for the Rams.
So Dudley hits the bench, and Frankie will check back in, Nathaniel Frankie. And we got another foul here on GNC underneath on the inbounds play.
Foul on number 10, DeJuan Owens. That's his second, team third in the quarter here.
I've noticed Popette, the guy that probably has been around the longest here, is really trying to keep some of his guys calm out there as things get heated up here. Ball underneath. Popette got tied up with Dengler, and we got a jump ball that's going to give it back to Greenberg Northcastle. And so the Knights will have the ball, and SK coming with a little bit of full court pressure here. Not exactly sure if it's kind of anything that's exactly set or if they're just trying to pressure a little bit. They're going to wipe up a wet spot on the floor here with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Want to thank some more of our special sponsors, including Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart. So now we're back underway. SK has backed off on the pressure. And here comes Greenberg Northcastle with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Live from Oneonta High School here. A fun night for state tournament basketball. Saylor with a little killer crossover here into the paint. Steps through. Saylor lost it, then put it up. It's short. And the rebound is scooped up here, but we got a foul on SK. Nathaniel Frankie had possession, and then Logan Reinshagen bumped right into him. So a foul going to be on the floor, so the Knights will have it to the left of the hoop, and they'll look to get it in. So Greenberg Northcastle will float it up, and it's taken away here by Jack Byrne. Byrne is going to try to go inside, and he's fouled at the right low block with 4:13 to go in the second quarter. I got to give it to Jack Byrne here, Coach. In the first half, he's had a couple of big shots, some nice steals, and he's taking care of the ball. He's coming up limping a little bit here as he heads to the foul line after some contact.
And that'll be the third personal on DeJuan Owens for the Knights. Their team's fourth. Byrne will go to the line to shoot too, but I think Owens is probably going to have a seat for the final 4 minutes of the half.
Byrne can't get the first one to go. And foul shooting tough here in the first half for SK so far. Second shot coming here for Jack Byrne for the Section 4 champion SK Rams. And the second shot for Byrne, also no good. And Saylor with a rebound, and they're leaving points on the table here. And Byrne is definitely limping. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Greenberg Northcastle. 4:08 to go in the second quarter, and SK trails 22-16 on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. We come up on 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the SK boys trail 22-16 here against Greenberg North Castle from Section 1. I'm Nate Mull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Gavin Bonskowski doing the stats tonight here for us, and Jim Tomeo is our producer back at the WCDO studios in Sydney. Going left to right in the gold uniforms with the white and the navy blue trim. Here comes Greenberg North Castle. SK's in the white with the royal blue. Saylor, straightaway three, too hard, and a rebound for Carino off the miss. Here comes SK. Carino, coast to coast, takes it in, and he's fouled at the right low block. Coach, could a strategy be, if you're SK, get to the rim, hammer it, and see if you can get these guys in foul trouble?
It could be. Popette's got one. He's one of their big guys. Saylor's got one.
Now he's got two.
No, that's Roland Nakash.
Yes, sorry. Saylor's got 12,
but
yes.
That's their two guards. I mean, the two guards, Dewan Owens and Roland Nakash, between them, have five fouls. So it might be a strategy to attack the rim.
And good for Connor. Yeah, he went in there, and I thought maybe they got that on Saylor, but it does end up on Nakash. So a four-point game, 22-18, with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Greenberg, North Castle, they won it with Saylor at the high post, and he has really wanted that ball here in this first half. He's got 12 points. Saylor to the right side. Fans want to carry when Saylor has it up there. They go in the corner here for Nakash to the high post for Saylor. Pull-up jumper for him off the back of the rim. Rebound for Dengler, and an outlet pass here to Carino. Numbers if they can hurry. Carino to the hoop, and he scores. And Carino's got 10, and we're back to a two-point game, 22-20, with 3:10 to go in the second quarter.
Big answer there for the Rams to get two quick baskets, kind of pull them back within striking distance. Like you said, I think it's important for them to stay attached.
Popette stripped, and they try to go up top here for Connor. Carino comes into it, and he's blocked out of bounds by Roland Nakash. You don't see many guys that can get back with Connor and make a play like that. Well done there by GNC, but SK has the ball.
I think Connor would like to have that one back. I think he'd throw a little head fake there and maybe have an opportunity for a three-point play.
Carino gets it in. They find Logan Rhine shaking. He misses the shot. The rebound is loose on the floor, and GNC comes away with it. Missed it from in the paint. And here comes Nakash inside, tosses it up, missed it. Popette with a rebound, and then he's fouled as he tries to put it back up. Nakash is still down on the floor here, so we'll have a whistle with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. A lot of contact for both sides. 22-20, our score, GNC leading SK.
And Nakash, I think he got stepped on by multiple players because he was on the floor after his drive to the basket. Thought it was a good no-call, but then there were like three players that went up to get that rebound, and all of them seemed to land on Roland there, so I hope he's okay. He's kind of walking around. He looks like he's okay. He looks maybe more frustrated than hurt.
Yeah, he had one of his own guys, a couple of SK guys. Everybody was fighting for that rebound there, and he was at the bottom of the pile. Popette was fouled by Jacob Staroba, who picks up his second foul, so he's got to be very careful here for SK. They cannot afford to lose the size, the limited size, I should say, that they have.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a substitution here and bring Staroba out of the game to kind of protect him for that second half.
So Popette to the line, and his first shot is good. Popette's up to 8, so you have Saylor with 12, Popette with 8 to lead Greenberg North Castle. Carino, Connor that is, has 10 for SK, and Jack Byrne has 5. Fulpet looking for the second shot, and this one is good, and he's really finding his stroke.
He's got a really nice free throw touch, too. As a big guy, that's really important. I like his game.
Me too.
He's a good player.
I hope there's a college program looking for him out there because he is a senior. We wanted to ask Coach pregame where he might be going. I'll have to ask because fun to watch. Here's Carino. Connor for three from NBA range, and he hits it. 13 for Carino, makes it 24-23. He can pull from out there. And Greenberg North Castle looking a little stunned after that with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. One-point game. Here's a three right side for Saylor. No rebound. Connor and a foul underneath on GNC. I believe it's going to be on Armani Dudley, which would be his third. Or is it on Fulpet?
I think it's on 13.
All I could see was a three on one of the hands over there. Haven't put it up on the board yet, but it is going to send Connor Carino to the line. Yes, it is on Nathaniel Frankie. And so Connor Carino to the line here. And SK is going to shoot the rest of the way. That's five team fouls here on GNC and three on SK. And so Carino will step in. First shot at the line, good for Connor. He's got 14.
You were mentioning earlier that it looked like the seats were full. We got people sitting on the floor over here on the side. So
yeah,
it's a packed house.
Second shot is good for Carino. He's got 15, and it is a packed house here. That ties this game up at 24 with 2:05 to go in the second quarter in the state tournament. Boy, this is a good one so far, back and forth. Greenberg North Castle with the ball. Boston Carino with a steal. It actually bounced off the referee, stayed in bounds. Down low for Saylor off the glass, and he hits it. Tavon Saylor now has 14. Here's Carino in the paint, little up and under, and we got a charge here on Carino. They have corrected the scoreboard here, so our score is now 26-25. I did think maybe there was a little snafu. They fixed it. Greenberg North Castle up by one, 26-25, and the charge on Carino, his first.
Tough call there for the Rams. I think that could have gone either way, but that's the hardest call in all of basketball. So
Knights have it. We'll come across midcourt, and it's tipped again by Boston Carino, and Boston's got it, and then we got a foul with 1.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Foul is on Greenberg North Castle, and it's going to send Boston Carino to the line.
And I think that's going to be three on Roland Nakash.
Yeah, so Nakash picks up his third. So they have two guys with three fouls?
Two guards, number 10, DeJuan Owens, and number 11, Roland Nakash, each have three here in the first half.
Boston Carino to the line, sinks the first one.
And
he has four.
South Courtright has switched to a 1-3-1 zone, and they've kind of sunk in a little bit to help with the size, and Boston did a nice job of getting his hands on that pass. Kind of read the point guard's eyes there. And interesting, they're leaving number 11, Roland Nakash, in the game with the three fouls.
Staroba has gone to the bench here for protection for SK, and they bring in Ryan Shagan, they bring in J.B. Trimble. Dengler is still in there as well. SK leading 27-26. They try to go to Popette. Down low, takes advantage, and boy, he slices up that SK defense and scores at will. Popette's got 11, and GNC's back ahead 28-27. Here's Connor. A foul line jumper won't go. Popette scoops up the rebound, and we got a foul underneath. And that's going to be on Dengler here on the rebound. And they can't afford that one.
Not only that, but that's his second foul that was way away from the interior. I mean, that one, he's the whole length of the court away from the hoop. Not only that, but he's going to send Popette, who didn't even come close to touching the rim on his first two free throws, to the line here for two shots with 1:09 left.
So Popette will settle in, and his shot is good at the line. Popette's up to 12, and you see now why he averages 26 points and 21 rebounds a game.
I'm willing to bet that even in the bigger schools that South Courtright has played this year, they have probably not played a team that has 2 6'5" guys that are as athletic and skilled as these two are from Greenberg North Castle.
28-27 our score. I think they might be checking the score here again. They are over at the scorer's table. It's kind of changed a couple of different times, and I was going to tally it up at the half here, but They're double-checking that right now, I believe, which will give us a chance to thank all our special sponsors here for tonight's broadcast, including UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge.
Well, can't we go to, like, Nate Lull, know the score, and we can find out? I mean, isn't that your website title?
Nate Lull, know the score, but it's not up there yet. My staff must be slacking. They don't have it up there yet.
Wow. I think we might have a technical foul for... No, it was only the fourth team foul.
Oh, so they took that point away.
Only the fourth team foul.
Okay. So take that point away from Popette. Yeah, it wasn't five fouls yet, so 1:10 here to go in the second quarter.
We're getting really deep into the rules here, but the clock wasn't moving, so that's a correctable error. So they can take that point off the board and then put the ball back the length of the court for Greenberg North Castle.
So this will have Greenberg North Castle leading SK 28-27. Knights will have the ball, and they'll walk it up the floor. So a good catch there, honestly. And now a steal by SK Trimble. Ahead now to Connor Carino. He's going to lay it up and in. Carino with 17. And SK jumps ahead 29-28. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. And to the left side of the floor, a steal by Connor. Connor to the right side, goes in and is fouled, but can't get the right-handed layup. He had two guys coming directly at him, but he will head to the line with 39 seconds to go in the second quarter.
And that's going to be two on Tavon Saylor here. So we have four players for the Knights in the first half here that have two or more fouls. And Nakash there had to kind of run out of the way. He could have challenged Connor, but he had the three fouls, so he couldn't pick up one. That's why Saylor kind of came in to challenge the layup. He picked up his second, so be interesting to see if this foul trouble comes into play here in the second half.
Carino misses the first shot at the line, and the second one coming here for Connor is good. 18 in the first half here for Connor Carino, and SK leads 30-28. With 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Greenberg North Castle with the ball. And Saylor is still in the game. They go to Popette. On the right low block, a lot of contact. We got a travel on Popette. And Logan Reinshagen sacrificed the body there and took a big blow from Popette, but they called the travel. And SK will have it back, ahead by two with 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Carino is across midcourt. Greenberg North Castle still not happy with that last call. A backdoor cut by Dengler, and he scores.
Great pass there by Connor Carino to find Dengler open underneath.
Greenberg North Castle down the floor. Top of the key, they go to Popette. A turnaround shot. We got a foul here on SK with under a second left. And this is going to send Greenberg North Castle to the line. Boy, that's a tough break there. And Popette's going to go to the line and could potentially cash in too here.
And they got a foul there on number 12, Logan Reinshagen.
So he picks up his second. Popette to the line. Missed it. Great looking shot. Good rotation. It wouldn't go. And another one coming here for Popette with literally .1 on the clock. Popette's second shot. Also in and out. Rebound SK, and that'll do it. Halftime score. South Courtright 32, Greenberg North Castle 28. We got a great ball game, folks, in the New York State Class D sub-regional game. The winner will head to Long Island on Saturday at 10 a.m. to take on Smithtown Christian at SUNY Farmingdale. So one of these two teams will be making some travel plans after the second half. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few. 32-28, SK Boys on top by four at the break on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Street in Bainbridge. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And it's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. And you can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. All right, let's go through our scoring summary here first for South Courtright. 18 for Connor Carino. That's a game high so far. 5 for Boston Carino, 5 for Jack Byrne, and 4 for Darren Dengler. On the other side, for Greenberg Northcastle, 14 for Tavon Saylor, 11 for Chris Popette, 3 for Roland Nakash. And SK leads 32-28 at the half. Coach has some other stats that Gavin Bonskowski is keeping for us here tonight.
Yeah, for the South Courtright Andes Rams, Connor Carino leads them with 5 rebounds, Darren Dengler with 4, Boston Carino with 3 assists, and Connor Carino with 2 assists. For the Greenberg Northcastle Knights, Chris Popette has 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and Roland Nakash has 4 assists. So the interesting thing will be the foul trouble, I think, for the Knights. 4 players with 2 fouls, Dewan Owens with 3, Roland Nakash with 3, Tavon Saylor with 2, and Armani Dudley with 2.
Yeah, interested to see the second half attack. Now both teams have seen a little bit of each other. The first half, and tell me your thoughts on this, Coach, back and forth. Seems like each team made runs at times. It got chippy at times. Both teams were flapping their gums a little bit here and there. I mean, all things you maybe would expect a little bit here in a state tournament game, but it seemed like at times SK would do something, then they would get away from what they were doing well, and the same for Greenberg Northcastle.
Yeah, I felt that both teams kind of went away from maybe their strength a little bit at different times, but, you know, it is a state sub-regional playoff game in a gym that both teams are not used to playing in. But I do think that Greenberg Northcastle really went away from getting that ball inside. I think they have a definitive height advantage on the interior. I really think that they're going to try to pound it in there here in this second half.
I would be surprised. I mean, Popette, when he can get established down there, they've just really had no answer for him.
No, when he's gotten the ball and had some room to operate, South Courtright has no one on their roster that's capable of, you know, keeping him from getting to the basket if he wants to get to the hoop. So it'll be interesting to see.
Coach, your thoughts on how GNC has handled Connor Carino? Yes, 18 points for him in the first half, but have they slowed him down enough, you think?
I do. I really like that they were playing the 1-3 chaser, and I thought, you know, you mentioned early that he had scored, I think, the first 6 points of the game, and then they had the 3 from Jack Byrne and the 3 from Boston Carino. That was their 12 points in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, I thought Connor got out in transition a little bit. He was able to get to the rim and get through that defense and get to the free throw line a couple times. And then after he saw the ball go in a couple times, he was able to hit that long-range three-pointer. But for the most part, I thought they did a good job against him. Like we said last weekend, you know, I think he's going to get his points. You're not going to stop him, just like you're not going to stop Popette from getting his points. So I think you got to, you know, try to make everything that he does difficult and try to stay attached to the others and see what happens.
After talking to a few Section 4 coaches this week, they had said, you know, our game plan was that he's going to get his. Our guys have to score enough to outscore their other guys to combat that, and so far in Section 4 that didn't happen, or I should say this season it didn't happen. But Greenberg Northcastle, with this size, certainly has the pieces to maybe pull that off tonight. Should be a whale of a second half. All right, we'll take a break here on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. SK Boys leaning at the half, 32-28 over Greenburg North Castle from Section 1. This is the New York State Class D Boys Basketball Sub-Regional Round. We are in the state tournament, and we're live here tonight at Oneonta High School. I'm Nate Lowell for Greg Bonskowski. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we're back and we're set for the start of the third quarter here at Oneonta High School. Gracious hosts for this New York State sub-regional game. Greenburg North Castle just coming out onto the floor here. SK is ready to go. SK is in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim. They're going left to right to start in the second half. And again, another factor you brought up here, Coach, Greenburg North Castle in the gold with the white and the navy blue, now shooting at the opened end basket here.
But they do have the height advantage to just pound it inside and say we can make a shot from pretty close in. So that's how my strategy would be if I was their coach.
We're back underway. Here's Jack Byrne in the left corner. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot, but they get it loose to Connor. Connor closely guarded here by Rolon Nakash. Pull-up jumper for him at the foul line. No for Connor. Rebounds to Roba. And he tried to jump in the air to pass that and had it taken away. Saylor down the right side. Spin move for him and lost it. Ball is loose. Saylor gets it back inside Popette. And he just muscles it up and in. And Popette doing the work inside and scores. Popette's got 13. Makes it a two-point game. Here's Carino. To the left side for Byrne. Now to Connor, or for Boston, I should say. In the corner for three, Boston Carino, and he scores.
Good ball movement there by the Rams to get that corner three.
Eight for Boston Carino, and it's 35-30 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Greenburg North Castle inside Popette. Back out Saylor. A three there is too strong. Popette chases down a rebound, keeps it inbounds. It's scooped up here by the Knights. They'll go inside for Saylor. Misses the layup inside, and Dengler's got it. And then this will be the third foul on Saylor on the reach-in. And head coach Anthony Nicodemo saying to Saylor, you got to be smart there.
Yeah, I think he wanted that shot back. He was wide open on the other side of the floor. Great pass across by one of the Knight guards, and he tried to catch it and shoot it all in the same motion. I think if he had came down, that's an easy two. But a costly foul there this early in the second half.
So he's got three, and now Carino, a three, and he hits it. Connor with 21, and SK leads 38-30 with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. And here comes Greenburg North Castle across midcourt to the left side. And a pull-up jumper, it's good, and a foul. Roland Nakash is fouled and will head to the line. He's got 5 points. And so Nakash will step to the line. And it's SK 38 and GNC 32.
And that'll be the third foul on Jacob Staroba for the Rams. So both teams potentially in a little foul trouble.
Staroba, the biggest guy on this SK roster, picks up his third. And Nakash to the line, and he hits it. And Nakash now has 6 points. Makes it 38-33.
That's a big three-point play there for Greenberg Northcastle. As you said earlier, South Corray wants to stay close. So does Greenberg Northcastle. They don't want to get far behind.
Carino to Staroba, and he's rejected out of bounds by Popek. And I think Staroba's going to the bench here with those three fouls. They got to try to protect him. Yeah, he's heading off, and J.B. Trimble checks back in.
So we'll see if the Knights really try to pound it inside to Popek now.
SK will get it into Carino in the backcourt. Left side for Connor. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to Greenberg Northcastle. Just kind of took a ricochet off his leg, and now Connor going down on the floor here, holding his right leg with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We'll take an injury timeout. Connor certainly looks like he's in a lot of pain here, so we'll take a break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. We think it's a cramp for Carino. He walked off the floor under his own power, stretching out a little bit on the bench. It looks like he's already trying to get his way back over to check in the game. Here's Saylor with a three, in and out for Greenberg Northcastle. Ball out of bounds, last touch by the Knights. It'll go to SK with 5:45 to go in the third. Yeah, Carino's going to check back in. He's still kind of limping a little bit here. He's kind of massaging the outside of his right leg near the shin bone. He's going to try to check back in. SK on top, 38-33. The state tournament here for the SK Rams in the sub-regional. Here's Boston Carino. Another three. It's short. Popek with a rebound. That would have helped.
That looked good, too.
Greenberg Northcastle trailing 38-33. The Knights inside. We got a foul. No, a travel. On Greenberg Northcastle, we'll give it back to SK, and here comes Carino. Carino still walking gingerly here, but if I know Connor like I know Connor, the minute he gets the ball, he's going to take off. 5:15 to go in the third. They're looking for him. And Carino won't have it on the left side. Dishes one back off Jack Byrne. Dribbles into the paint, and we got a foul in the paint on the Knights. Let's see who this is on.
13.
Going to be on Nathaniel Frankie.
His second. Team second.
Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the third. Rams will get it in. Carino zips one up, finds Jack Byrne. Into the corner. Oh, it was tipped out of bounds. And there's that 6'5 length of Tavon Saylor. Normally that's a pass that's going to get through there. Rams get it in. They find Ryan Shagan. Now back to Carino in the corner, wants a three. It's partially blocked. Dengler is there, scoops it up and puts it in.
How many times do you see that? An air ball partially tipped over there in the corner. The only person that knew it wasn't going to get to the rim was Darren Dengler. He grabbed it and put it in.
SK leads 40-33 with 4:40 to go in the third. Saylor, spin move, down low. Popek muscles it up, can't get it, but he's fouled. And Popek's going to go to the line, and just tough for SK to stop him on the interior. If he gets the ball, he is a handful.
That'll be three on number 12 for the Rams, Logan Reinshagen. Only the team's second.
And so this will send Popek to the line. He's got 13 points, and he's looking to add to it here. And his first shot is good. 14 now for Popek. Makes it 40-34, and the Knights are trying to hang tough. J.B. Trimble back in. Ryan Shagan to the bench. Ryan Shagan shaking his head. How do I guard that guy? Second shot coming for Popek. And it hangs on the front of the rim. No, Saylor with a rebound. That also won't go. Great look. I don't know how it didn't fall. Carino to the hoop, and it's blocked. Maybe didn't have quite enough under it. Either way, it was a miss, and back up the floor for the Knights in a 40-34 ball game. And Carino almost had a steal. And now we got a traveling violation on Greenberg Northcastle, giving it back to SK with 4:17 to go in the third. And the Knights, kind of their own worst enemy here.
Yeah, they just the Rams defense just kind of sped them up a little bit there, and that caused the turnover.
Coming across midcourt with Jack Byrne to the left side for J.B. Trimble. Coming up on 4 minutes to go, third quarter. And they'll try to pass down low. Popette too long for that, and a steal. But then taken back here by Trimble. J.B. takes it inside, rejected out of bounds. Actually, it's staying in, and we got a foul. And it's going to be on Greenberg Northcastle. Popette looked like he was going to send that outside of the gym. It somehow, I don't know if it hit off the backboard, stayed in, and went to an SK player. And then we got a foul here on Nathaniel Frankie.
That's his third, team third.
Boy, what a bizarre sequence there, which ends up with SK at the line. Boy, Popette looked like he was just going to send that one. And here's Boston Carino to the line. He hits it. He's got nine. And it's 41-34. Boston really stepping up here tonight. He's had big games this year, but he's been quiet recently shooting the ball. And he hits the second one here. He's got 10 points. I thought he didn't shoot it very well at all in the sectional final, but he's on it tonight with 10 points. It's 42-34 with 3:45 to go, third quarter. Greenberg Northcastle inside. Little up and under, blocked by Dengler. Out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Knights. Dengler with a nice clean block there for SK. So the Knights will have it to the right of the hoop. They go to Popette. Takes it down, one step, up and in. Too easy. Popette with 16. And it's 42-36. SK just does not have the size to match him.
Now that looked like there wasn't any defense even out there on the floor. That was too easy, like you said.
Byrne to Boston Carino, right side. Now back to Connor. Connor splits two defenders. Still holding on to it. Carino back up near midcourt. And Carino is fouled up near the foul line.
And that'll be four on DeJuan Owens.
And the Greenberg Northcastle staff puzzled with that call. But Connor just working and working. With 3:10 to go here in the third. And it's 42-36. Rams will get it in. Carino to the right side. Gets around Popette, takes it inside, and is fouled on the right low block. And he's going to go to the line to shoot. Turn the corner, and then sealed it off very nicely. I believe this is going to be on Popette.
It'll be on Armani Dudley.
Oh, it is
third.
On him, yes, okay.
But team's fifth, so for the last 3 minutes here, South Corey will shoot on any foul.
And Connor hits the first one at the line, 22. Now for Connor Carino. And another one coming. Again, averaging 29 points a game. That's tops in the area here in our local coverage area on WCDO. 23 now for Carino. If you want to check out that list, always available at natelaw.com. Just click on the top scorers tab. Greenberg Northcastle sending it inside. Pull-up jumper, Popette got it. 18 now for Popette. Boy, he's been tough. And to the left side here for SK. J.B. Trimble, straightaway three for him. Off the front of the rim, rebound for Greenberg Northcastle. And SK leads 44-38 with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. We're live here at Oneonta High School. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Greg Bonskowski. A three for the Knights is off the rim to the left side, out of bounds. We'll stay with GNC. Want to thank our special sponsors, including Delaware National Bank of Delhi, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, SFCU, the Amphenol Corporation, and Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright. GNC will work it in, and they threw it away. They tried to go to Saylor. Oh, then one of their players went diving into the bench. Chairs go flying. A couple assistant coaches are down. Appears that everybody's okay. Great hustle. And a timeout's going to be taken here I believe, by South Courtright. With 2:28 to go in the third, SK Boys on top 44-38 on WCDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for following along tonight on WCDO and on Twitter. A lot of people chiming in as we write back and forth as I'm posting the scores. A lot of people reconnecting, I'm seeing out there. It's awesome. 2:20 to go in the third. It's 44-38. And the SK boys have the lead, and they're on top with 2:15 to go in the third. Here's J.B. Trimble inside. It's partially blocked, and Popette was there again. It's like going at Dikembe Mutombo in there. I mean, that's kind of what it's like here tonight. GNC has it. They go inside. Popette. Boy, jump stop up and in. Great move by Popette.
Really, really, really good footwork there.
And it's 44-40, and I think everybody is in awe of him here tonight. With a minute 45 to go in the third, here is Carino from the foul line, and he's got it. 25 for Connor. It's Carino versus Popette right now. 1:35 to go in the third. It's 46-40. Greenberg, Northcastle with the basketball. And Carino with a steal. Saylor's going to try to chase him down. Carino goes in, hits the layup, and he's fouled. You could see it coming. Saylor was going to try to block that. Carino, good job with the body, and he manages to hit the layup.
And that will be four on Tavon Saylor.
Wow, so Saylor picks up his fourth. And Carino is up to 27. And just another night where Connor finds a way to get his points. And he's at the foul line, and he misses this one. Saylor with a rebound. SK still leads 48-40, but then a turnover, and Saylor stepped out of bounds. And the Rams will get it back, leading by eight deep here in this third quarter at Oneonta High School. So on the baseline, this will be Jack Byrne. To the left of the hoop. Byrne finds Boston Carino. Spot up three off the back of the rim. Dengler a rebound. Dengler here at the high post. Cannot get the shot to go. Kind of hung on the back of the rim and then fell off. GNC in the backcourt. Looking to come across midcourt here with Roland Nakash. And he's fouled by Boston Carino. With 1:02 to go in the third. And SK on top 48-40.
That's only his second and only the team's third here, so GNC will take the ball out of bounds here on the sideline over by our broadcast table.
Yeah, we're right here at midcourt at Oneonta High School in a packed house for this state sub-regional game in Class D, and now a foul on Darren Dengler. He was trying to deny the pass to Popette, and he got him on the arm.
And that'll be Dengler's third, but still only the fourth team foul for the Rams, so ball will be baseline out for the Knights.
Daroba's been on the bench for a long time, SK's biggest player. They've survived and held up the lead without him. It's 48-40. Pass in, and Greenberg Northcastle will have it near midcourt. They try to go inside for Dudley. He got the pass. He puts it up, missed it. Popette with a rebound. And we got a foul, I believe, on SK underneath. Rams fans wanted it over the back. Instead, it's going to be a foul here on SK.
And that'll be three on Boston Carino. I know the Rams fans want over the back, but Popette's 6'5".
His wingspan's got to be.
He didn't leave the floor, and that wasn't over the back. It's just he's 6'5".
Popette's first shot at the line, a miss, a rare miss for Popette at the line, and he wants that one back.
And with his wingspan, he looks to be bigger than 6'5", so he's a difficult person to keep off that board.
A senior, Popette is. You know, he's last two seasons have been ended by SK. He's trying to get some revenge here tonight. He hits the second one. He's got 21. SK leads 48-41 with 40 seconds to go in the third. Carino to the right side. Popette picked his pocket. Popette's looking to run. Popette takes it inside and scores, and he's fouled. Connor was trying to chase him down, and Popette puts it off the glass and scores. He's got 23, and he's looking to add to it here. And Greenberg Northcastle's right back in this game.
What was interesting about that finish was he was coming down the left side of the floor, and he had a South Court Ray defender in the middle. Connor was coming from behind him. He went up. I think he knew Connor was there, and he finished with his right hand on the left side of the hoop. Very nice play.
Popette can't get the foul shot. Saylor with a rebound. He misses the second chance. They go right inside for Popette again. Popette goes up, and we got a traveling violation on Popette here, who is going back-to-back there with Dengler. That's two very strong guys getting after it. And Anthony Nicodemo, coach here for GNC, not happy with the call again.
Boy, GNC, if they lose this game by a couple points, will really want that possession back. They had a missed free throw, missed layup, and then another opportunity there to score. So multiple chances, but no points.
Rams have it with Byrne. They go to Connor Carino now. Fires backdoor off the hands of McClure. Pass was too hot. He couldn't handle it. SK on top, 48-43. Here's GNC for the last shot of the third quarter. Nakash walks it to midcourt. 5 seconds left. I'm not sure if he's aware. Nakash into the corner. They don't get a shot off. Yes, they do. It counts in the corner for Daywan Owens at the buzzer. And it's a two-point ball game, 48-46. And GNC is back in this game. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we start the fourth quarter with a bucket, 48-48. Popette got that basket. And a pass down low for Dengler, and he puts it up and in. Dengler's got it, and he's got 8 points.
Great pass by Connor Carino, and a better catch by Darren Dengler and finish.
And to midcourt with 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 50-48. Pump fake. Pass inside for Popette. Back out. The Knights trying to tie this game back up. We got a jump ball. The arrow is going to give it back to the Rams. This one feels like it's going to come down to the wire.
I almost feel like Greenberg North Christian's offense sometimes is just get a shot up there on the board and let the big guys go get it.
Rams have it. They go to Boston Carino on the left side. Now to Jack Byrne. Pull-up jumper in the paint, no. Dengler, a follow-up, can't get it to go. But he is fouled and will head to the line with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter in a 50-48 ball game.
And that foul's on Armani Dudley, his fourth. He's the third player with four fouls for the Knights.
Boy, both teams in foul trouble here as Dengler is at the line, and he's got eight. So you're seeing a nice contribution tonight from the other guys. Dengler with 9, Boston Carino with 10, Jack Byrne with 5, the other scoring besides Connor. And the second shot is good for Dengler. He's into double figures with 10. And it's 52-48. SK is on top of Greenberg North Castle with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Knights have it going right to left. Pump fake. And a straightaway three here for the Knights. No, Polpette trying to get a rebound. He's got it. Polpette muscles it up. Missed the right-handed layup. And SK's got a rebound this time. Staroba was able to get it. Pass ahead. And Polpette just got his hand on it and then knocked it out of bounds. But now Polpette is shaken up. Connor was trying to thread the needle. Polpette appears to be okay. With 6:25 to go in the fourth. You know, Polpette got hit as he was lunging to try to knock that ball away. Appears to be all right.
Well, he got like a finger on it to deflect it, or Dengler was going to have another layup.
SK gets it in. They go to Jack Byrne in the paint. The floater for Jack, no. A line drive off the back of the rim and a rebound here for the Knights of Greenberg North Castle. With SK leading 52-48 in the New York State Class C boys basketball sub-regional game. Opening round of the state tournament here at Oneonta High School. Pass inside. Polpette muscling it up. Can't get it. Rebound for Jack Byrne. Here comes SK. Byrne in transition. Tosses it up and scores. Jack Byrne now with 7. And it's 54-48.
Very creative finish there by Jack Byrne.
5:45 to go in the fourth. Into the corner. Saylor, a three for the Knights. It's short. Polpette a rebound. Won't be denied, but can't get the shot to go. But he is fouled. And he'll head to the line with 5:38 to go in the fourth. And that'll be the fourth on Staroba. And there's just not much he can do. As SK leads 54-48.
With the exception of that three at the buzzer there in the third quarter, Greenberg North Castle hasn't made a three in the half here. So had some good looks, but haven't been able to capitalize.
Polpette with 26. And another one coming for him. Hits the first foul shot. And he has just been tough on the interior. Polpette, a second one, rolls out. And a rebound to Staroba. Back down the floor here for SK. Into the safe hands of Connor Carino. He's got 27. Splits through and scores with a great move. 29 for Connor. And it's 56-49 with 5:20 to go here at OHS. Here comes Greenberg North Castle. Across midcourt, the winner will go to Long Island for the next round of the state tournament. Straight away, 3-4, Greenberg North Castle, no. They get the rebound, though. They kick out. Corner, right side, 3 for Saylor. Got it. 17 for Saylor and a timeout for GNC. 5 minutes to go, and SK leads 56-52. Here at OHS, we'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the SK boys cling to a 56-52 lead over Greenberg North Castle from the Dobbs Ferry area down in Section 1. Connor Carino has 29 for SK, and Chris Polpette with 26 for GNC. SK has the ball going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim. Darren Dengler down low, had his pass blocked, but it went to Boston Carino. He's in a tough spot. Boston works out of it, but then a timeout's going to be taken here by SK. With 4:43 to go in the fourth quarter, they had to burn one there. will step away here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:43 to go, fourth quarter. 56-52, SK on top by four. Third straight year that these two teams have met in this round of the state tournament, champions of Section 4 and Section 1. The other 2 years has been close for a while, and then SK has been able to build up a lead and then kind of pull away in the second half. Not so much today, as it's a four-point game, and it's been back and forth the whole time. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Want to thank all our special sponsors that are just sponsoring this game here today, this sub-regional. They include Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. SK out of the timeout. They get it in to Dengler. Now to Boston Carino on the right side as SK goes left to right. 4.5 to go in the fourth. Baseline drive. J.B. Trimble blocked out of there by guess who? Popette. Boy, he just rocketed that block out of there. Knights trying to bring it back down the floor, and then a traveling violation here on Roland Nakash. Going to give it right back to the Rams.
You're getting to that point in the game where every possession is vital, especially if you're behind. So big turnover there for the Knights as they trail by four with about 4:20 left here in the fourth quarter.
SK just, you know, chewing a little clock whenever they get a chance. I mean, Connor just burned 7 seconds walking it up the floor right there. I know you're only up four, but it feels like more. Now a steal by GNC. It's on the floor, and they'll come away with it. Popette at midcourt, and he lost it. Dengler ahead now for counter Carino. It's a game of hot potatoes, stolen back by the Knights. And Nakash comes across midcourt. Saylor in the corner for three off the front of the rim. Rebound for GNC. They keep it alive, going right to left. Saylor, another three. This one is good for Tavon Saylor, and he's up to 20. And it's a one-point game, 56-55, with 3.5 to go in the fourth. Steroba, spin move, down low, taken away by Popette.
Coach Nicodemo saying, slow down. I think he wants to bring the ball up the court and get it inside to Popette.
3:20 left. Greenberg, Northcastle, trying to crawl back. They trail by one. Here's Popette at the elbow. Into the corner, a three is short. Rebound for Dudley, puts it up. That won't go. Saylor tracks it down. Inside for Popette again. Spin move off the glass and good for Popette. He's got 28. And SK now trails by one, 57-56 with 2:55 to go. Carino across midcourt into the paint. Down low for Dengler through his hands. He's able to save it though. Back to Connor. Again for Dengler. And he scores. 12 now for Dengler. And SK retakes the lead, 58-57. Coming up on 2.5 to go, and this one's going to go down to the wire.
Great hustle there by Dengler, and then Carino rewarded him with that great pass and a nice finish.
The Knights have it in the gold with the white and navy blue. Saylor, pump fake, left side, inside for Popette. Triple teamed, puts it up, scores, it doesn't matter. Popette with the bucket, and he's fouled, and he's got 30. The little baby hook off the glass gives Greenberg Northcastle the lead, 59-58 with 2:20 to go. Starova is going to foul out for SK. And Popette's going back to the line. Not much you can do. That is just a man's move right there.
Yep. And he was smart enough to get the ball up on the board. He knew he was going to get fouled. Smart enough to get the ball up on the board. Found the square. Banked it in. Now he's got the trip to the line. Looks like we're set up here for a great finish.
So here's Popette at the line with Greenberg Northcastle up 59-58. And Popette's shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Greenberg Northcastle, and they'll take a timeout. Saylor came swooping in to grab that ball. 2:17 to go. SK trailing 59-58. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So the Greenberg Northcastle boys lead 59-58 over SK with 2:17 to go, and the Knights have the ball in their own offensive end to the right of the hoop.
And their size has really come into play, especially on the free throws here where they've gotten extra possession.
Knights will get it in. They got to be smart with the ball. Almost a steal by SK. Ball is loose. Goes to Saylor. Left side. Inside Polpette. Spin move for Polpette. And he's fouled again. In the paint. It's going to be on the floor.
It's going to be on Jack Byrne. That'll be his first. Team's third.
And GNC really focusing on getting Polpette the ball now. With 2:07 left. Knights get it in. They find Dudley. Now to Saylor. Into the corner for three. It's short. Another rebound, though, for the Knights. They kick it back out. Saylor, another three. Again off the mark. And a rebound for Jack Byrne of SK. To Carino with 1:50 to go. SK trailing by one, 59-58. Connor across the midcourt logo here at Oneonta High School. Comes off a screen. Left side. Connor for three. Kind of forced it. Shot won't go. Rebound for GNC. With about a minute and a half left, GNC to the hoop, and it's up and in for Daywan Owens. And a timeout is taken by SK, and Greenberg Northcastle with a three-point lead, 61-58, with 90 seconds left. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A minute and a half left in a whale of a game here in the opening round of the state tournament, with the SK boys trailing now, Greenberg Northcastle 61-58. It's been a back-and-forth game. Both teams have had leads. Both teams have made runs. Connor Carino has 29 for SK. Chris Polpette with 30. For Greenberg Northcastle, and Tavon Saylor with 20 for Greenberg Northcastle.
SK has to remember they're down by three, but there's an eternity left in basketball time. 1:31 left. Don't be afraid to attack the basket and try to get to the free throw line.
Here's Connor Carino. Is he going to save the season, or is this the last minute and a half of his high school career? Carino steps through, up and under, and he's fouled by Polpette. Got to the line. Or got to the low post, I should say, drew the contact, and now he'll head to the line with 1:22 left. SK down by three.
Only the second on Polpette. A very smart play by Connor Carino, just as I said there. Lots of time left. Let's get to the free throw, attack the basket, see if we can get a hoop or get to the free throw line.
He knew Polpette was going to go for the block, so I think he kind of held on to it an extra second, drew the contact. And the first shot is good at the line for Connor. That puts him at 30. SK with a lot of other guys chipping in tonight. Dengler with 12, Boston Carino with 10, and Jack Byrne with 7. Second shot coming here for Connor Carino with SK down by 2. 61-59. Carino's second shot good. 31 for Connor. 1-point game. SK trails 61-60 in the state tournament. Feels like Hoosiers. 1:15 to go. Greenberg Northcastle going right to left with the basketball. Tavon Saylor inside Polpette. Picks one back out. A straightaway three is short. Polpette can't get the rebound. Out of bounds. It's going to SK, they'll say.
Wow, there was three white jerseys there, only one gold. Somehow it ends up with South Courtright.
We were kind of shielded on our angle. We couldn't see, but the refs give it to SK with a minute to go. Greenberg, North Castle up one. Carino into the corner. Boston for three. It's too strong. Rebound tracked down by Tavon Saylor. Now to Polpette. He's swarmed. GNC is fouled here by Boston Carino with 46 seconds left. SK electing to foul and stop the clock. Here's our team foul situation. Now that's four as a team on SK. Two as a team on Greenberg, North Castle.
They don't have to foul. There's about an 11-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock.
A steal by Boston Carino on the inbounds. Finds Connor Carino, and he's fouled at the right low block. And we got some extracurriculars here. Connor went down to the floor hard. The official's saying everybody's got to back off. Tavon Saylor heated up. Carino down on the floor still here.
Some great sportsmanship. It looks like Polpette is checking on Connor Carino, so looks like he's okay, and Polpette helped him up. Great example of sportsmanship here in the game.
The two best players on the floor here, Polpette and Carino, they've gone toe-to-toe here tonight. What a nice showing of sportsmanship there by Polpette. They're having a little hug there at midcourt. 42 seconds left. The officials are going to get together here. That's a tough one on Tavon Saylor.
Great steal by Boston Carino there on the inbounds, and then to able to, the presence of mind to find his brother cutting to the basket, and then another great heads-up play by Connor there with the head fake because he knew that Saylor was going to try to block his shot. Another thing that we didn't point out here, irregardless of what they call, whether they give him a T or not, that's Saylor's fifth foul, so he's out of the game.
Saylor is done with those 20 points. He had moments where he was brilliant tonight, and he had some moments that just lost his cool a little bit there. I mean, we have to say it here, there was a lot of extra physical play there after the whistle, and that's what the referees are getting together and talking about right now.
Not only was there, I mean, it was an aggressive foul.
Yes.
I didn't have any problem with the foul. What I had a problem with is after he fouled him and he went to the floor, he kind of stood over him and then started to kind of run his mouth a little bit. And that's when the other South Courtright players got involved,
right?
Because they're trying to stick up for their teammate. Hey, you don't, you know, treat one of our guys, regardless of who that is, you don't do that. And that's when the little extracurricular came in. The officials got everybody away from that, and that's when Polpette came in at the end and kind of helped Connor and showed some good sportsmanship on his part.
42 seconds left here in the fourth quarter, and it's 61-60. Again, 42 seconds left here. And I'm not quite sure Anthony Nicodemo, coach here for Greenberg North Castle, pleading his case. This is going to send Carino to the line. I don't know if they gave out a tech or anything here. Carino to the line. He would get these two shots anyways. And he cannot get the first one to go. So the second one coming here for Connor Carino. All he can do is tie this game. And now Greenberg North Castle is going to try to ice him a little bit here with 42 seconds left. 61-60. And we're going to break for 30 seconds here. 42 seconds left in this game. Don't turn the dial, folks. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So the Greenberg North Castle boys lead SK 61-60 with 42 seconds left. Out of the timeout, Connor Carino is going to have one more foul shot here for the Rams.
And then we'll see what was called, because if there was a technical, then we'll shoot some more free throws. If it was just a flagrant, South Courtright, we get the two shots and the ball. So this is interesting to see here.
So Carino settles in for the second shot, and it gets eerily quiet here in the gym, and he hits it 32. Now for Connor Carino. We're tied at 61, and SK is going to get the ball.
So no technical foul, just an intentional foul. So South Courtright got the two shots and the ball, tied at 61 with 42 seconds to go.
Here we go. First round of the state tournament, it all comes down to this. We're tied at 61. Carino at midcourt, game clock's at 30, shot clock's at about 24, about a 6 second difference roughly there. And Carino's just gonna watch that clock go down. GNC waiting, not pressuring. Connor still holding the ball, shot clock's at 10, game clock at 16. Little crossover. Carino down low. The fadeaway jumper for Connor. No. Rebound. Ryan Shagan is fouled with 8 seconds left. Somehow, Logan Ryan Shagan in the land of the trees got the rebound with Popette somewhere near him. And then he was fouled. And we'll see what Ryan Shagan can do here at the line with 8 seconds left in a tie ball game. Wow. The winner will go to Long Island on Saturday for a 10 a.m. game against Smithtown Christian in the state quarterfinals. Ryan Shagan's first shot is off the back of the rim and no good. The second one coming for Logan Ryan Shagan, who has no points tonight. He's come off the bench. That last foul was on Roland Nakash for GNC. Second shot, Ryan Shagan. No good. Rebound, Popek. Ball kicked out. Knights have it. 5 seconds left. Can they get a shot off? Down to two. They get it inside, and they'll throw it away. And there's 0.1 seconds left, and the crowd started going nuts. SK's going to have it, but they're not really going to have enough time here, I don't think, to get a shot off. 61-61. GNC not really pressuring. The Rams throw it down the length of the court. It never went in bounds, so GNC's going to get it back. Oh, boy.
Now, because the ball was not touched, GNC's going to get it here, and it can only be a tip, but with Popette at 6'5", there's going to be a lob to the rim here, and if he just touches it in,
they
that could
win.
Be it. Because with 0.1 seconds, it's against the rules to catch the ball and shoot it. It's just not physically possible to catch it, possess it, and shoot it, but you can tip it.
And now, we'll keep it right here. There was a timeout taken by GNC. How do you stop it? Because, I mean, they have the ball to the right of the hoop. All you got to do is loft it up there for Popette, and if he puts it in, this game could be over.
And you can't foul because you have 14 fouls. So not like you could foul to you know, make them take it out again. I'm remembering back to my Hartwick College playing days, and I can hear Coach Lambros right now say, run, we had a play called Hubie Brown, where somebody stood in the middle of the lane and screened out towards the sideline for our big guy, and we lobbed it up. And then that person could just tip it in, kind of up by the front of the rim, almost like an alley-oop here. So I would put my biggest guy on the inbounder here and jump around to try to make that pass difficult, and then I would protect the rim.
Ryan Shagan is going chest to chest here.
Got
to
be careful not to foul.
With Popette. He's got to be careful. And this looks like they're going to try to go right to Popette. Tied at 61. 0.1 seconds left. Greenberg Northcastle already saying he's going to get fouled. They're going to try to put it in. Popette, no. Knocked away. Ryan Shagan did everything right there. We're going to overtime here in the state sub-regional at Oneonta High School. Bonus basketball coming up on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com. ACCO.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We are underway in overtime here in the boys' basketball state regional for Class D. Tied at 61. Here's Popette inside. GNC scores and he's fouled. Popette now has 32. Both teams are still going the same way they were going in the second half, so Greenberg North Castle is going towards the open end of the gym here, right to left on your radio down. Here's Popette to the line.
Another thing that's important to note here is also that the fouls don't reset in overtime. So every foul from here on out will be two shots for both teams.
So Popette finishes, no, rimmed out. Looks like it was going to go. So a two-point lead for Greenberg North Castle here over SK. Ryan Shagan down low, missed the shot, rebound Popette. And here are the Knights across midcourt. Here with Roland Nakash. The Knights are in the gold uniforms with the white and the navy blue trim. SK's in the white with the royal blue. An overtime game here in the state tournament. Straight away three for the Knights. Popped in and out. Rebound for Dudley underneath for GNC. He's on the floor. And finally, Carino comes out of there with the ball. Connor with numbers if he can hurry. Takes it inside, and we got a block near the foul line on Greenberg North Castle with 3:05 left here in overtime.
And that's going to be five on DeJuan Owens. Another thing to note here, Popette's not in foul trouble, but Roland Nakash, who is the main ball handler that's left out there on the court for the Knights, has four fouls. If he were to get his fifth foul, really no one else on the Knights has really spent a lot of time with the ball, handling it and trying to distribute it. So that could be huge. If I'm South Court Red, I might go right at him to try to get his fifth foul.
It looks like they're going to sub in Daniel Garcia here, who has not been in the game at all tonight. And so really, Greenberg North Castle is going to have to dip into the bench a little bit here. Was a timeout taken, Coach? I don't even know.
No, the reason that there's a pause in play here is because Dwayne Owens fouled out.
It just seemed overly long,
so
I thought.
You get like 30 seconds, 15 seconds to make a substitution, so Coach Nicodemo took advantage of that extra time to have a little timeout and discussion with his players.
Yeah, somebody fresh off the bench here, Daniel Garcia, we have not seen him at all, has to check in. As two guys have failed out here for, have fouled out, I should say, for Greenberg North Castle, and Connor cannot get the first foul shot to go. So SK still trailing by two. Carino with 32 and Popette with 32. It has been a great battle between those guys.
I also think I might try to do a little full court press here and deny Nakash and see if somebody else can handle.
Carino's second shot is good. Connor with 33. And it's 63-62. Knights ahead of the Rams by one in overtime here in the state tournament from Oneonta High School. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Fresh off the bench, Garcia with a three. It's an air ball. And here comes SK. Carino to the hoop, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the layup to go, and he's going to foul out. Roland Nakash is done. And the guards, they're going to have to bring in Jaden Watkins, another guard who has not played here for the Knights. So you're really going to only have Popette and Dudley out there, and a little bit with, yeah, Nathaniel Frankie is still there. But their ball handlers are becoming few and far between here for Greenberg North Castle as SK trails 63-62 with 2:45 to go in overtime. Timeout's going to be taken here by Aaron Kaufman at SK. We'll take a break. 2:45 left in overtime from Oneonta High School. SK trailing by one in the state tournament on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:45 left in overtime. The New York State Class D boys basketball sub-regional. The winner will next play at 10 a.m. on Saturday at SUNY Farmingdale on Long Island. And so one of these teams will move on, and one, their season will be done. SK boys trailing 63-62 to Greenburg North Castle, the champions of Section 1. And out of the timeout, Connor Carino back at the line for one more foul shot here.
And like we said, you know, coming into this overtime period, the Knights had really only played about six players. So now they have three that are fouled out. So we have three players out on the court that really haven't played a heck of a whole lot tonight. And all of the primary ball handlers for the Knights have fouled out in Owens, Nakash, and Saylor.
Yes.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Rams come with a little pressure here after these free throws.
Carino at the line trying to tie it here for SK, and he hits it. 34. I misspoke before saying he would have one more. He hadn't taken any yet, so he hits the first and the second coming. Carino up to 34. We're tied at 63. Second shot, Carino. No. Rebound for Greenburg North Castle. That's another foul shot Connor's going to want back. Here's Popette. He's going to try to handle it himself. Popette, spin move, down low, and he's fouled at the right low block. And Popette just saying, jump on my back, GNC. I'll take you. With 2:35 left, Popette now to the line.
And that's four on Ryan Shagan for the Rams.
Ryan Shagan giving up about 5 or 6 inches and probably 60 pounds to Popette. But Popette cannot hit the first at the line. So both team superstars struggling a little bit, foul shooting down the stretch. With 2.5 to go, we are tied here in overtime at 63. Popette, second shot, yes.
And if they're going to have him bring the ball in, as soon as you score your South Korea here, you just got to deny him the ball and make somebody else handle.
Carino is now being guarded by Popette. And they get it to Ryan Shagan. Now to Jack Byrne. Far side, Dengler. He is fouled, and he's going to go to the line. Great pass from Jack Byrne. Dengler's up to 14, and SK retakes the lead 65-64 with 2:20 left in overtime.
Great find by Jack Byrne there. Great pass, and then the strength of Dengler to kind of go through that contact and get that ball up on the window and give it a chance to go in.
Yeah, he didn't rush it. He took the right amount of time, used his body. Dengler at the line, yes. 15 for Dengler. You don't see him up in that territory often. They get it into Popette. He gets immediately around a double team. Popette with a spin in the paint, and a charge is taken. Logan Reinshagen takes the charge with 2:16 left in overtime. And SK leads 66-64. Reinshagen sacrificing the body. That's the toughest call to make for these officials. They call it there, and SK gets it back.
And it'll be interesting to see what the Knights do on defense here. They have Popette coming up to guard Connor, because if they don't, he'll just dribble it out up there at the top. I think they're going to use some clock up two here with 2 minutes to go.
SK leading 66-64. Carino tries to throw down low. It's tipped. We'll stay with the Rams. Connor trying to feed it inside, and you almost want to say you don't need it. Just take the simple pass. Carino, left side of the hoop, will toss it up for Jack Byrne. To the right side for Carino. Popette trying to do everything he can to chase him. A smaller guard against a much bigger Popette. Here's Jack Byrne in the paint, slicing and dicing, and he scores.
But one thing with Popek guarding for Rick Connor out on the perimeter, it takes him away from protecting the basket, and the Rams have got two easy hoops here in overtime with him out on the perimeter.
Byrne's up to nine, and with 1:40 left in overtime, SK leads 68-64, a steal by Connor Carino. Takes it in for the layup and scores. 36 for Carino, and SK is up 70-64 with 1:25 left in overtime. Northcastle, down low, and the shot by Popek, count it, and he's fouled. Popek got inside and hit it.
That'll be four on Dengler.
35 now for Popek. He's exhausted from chasing, well, just the whole game in general, but chasing Connor around and then having to be pretty much the only ball handler they have left. But he'll head to the line here, trying to cut it back to a three-point game with 1:18 left. Popek takes a deep breath at the line. And he hits. Popek's got 36, and Connor's got 36. One for the history books here tonight, folks, as SK leads 70-67 with 1:10 left in overtime here at Oneonta High School in the state tournament. Carino to the right side. Jack Byrne's going to set a screen for him. And Popek trying to stay with him. Shot clock's at 15, game clock under a minute. Connor, pull-up jumper, no, off the front of the rim. Dengler a rebound. He'll dribble it back out and give it back to Connor. Shot clock at 30, game clock at 50. Now to 45. Connor up near midcourt, game clock at 40. Popek still guarding him. And Connor's able to draw the foul on Popek at midcourt with 37 seconds left. You got to think, these GNC kids have been going to bed for 3 years thinking about trying to take out this SK team, and you're right here, 37 seconds left in overtime. And Carino back to the line. Popek's giving it all here tonight. And Carino now with 36 will step in. And his first shot is no good. And Connor frustrated with himself here as SK trying to close the door.
This one's the important one because it makes it a two-possession game, and you're guaranteed to get the ball back up one, even if they make a three.
Connor's second shot at the line is good. 37 for Carino. They get it into Popek down the right side of the floor, and a foul here on SK is going to send Popek to the line because both teams have five team fouls.
And that'll be it for Darren Dengler.
Dengler's going to foul out in overtime with 35 seconds left. Nice round of applause for Dengler. 15 points. That's well above his average. And so a much smaller SK team now. There's really nobody left to guard Popek, at least in the post. But there is only 35 seconds left. Popek at the line. First one, no good for Chris Popek. But as you said, the second one's, this is the important one.
Well, there's only going to be a 0.4 differential between game clock and shot clock, so really, South Courtright can dribble the ball out.
Popek got it. 37 for Popek. And SK leads 71-68, 35 seconds left in overtime. There's a timeout, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. SK boys leading 71-68 with 35 seconds left in overtime here at Oneonta High School in the opening round of the state tournament. Coach, your thoughts on what SK's got to do here?
Well, SK, you want to get the ball in Connor Carino's hands. If I'm the Knights, you want to try to deny it from him, and let somebody else get the ball and then foul them and send them to the line, because you can't let Connor get it and just run out the clock. But it looks like they're not even going to guard Connor on the inbound here. Oh, here they go.
They're going to try to get it. Connor gets it, but now it's taken by Popette in the corner. GNC has it. They go inside, a block by Reinshagen, out of bounds, but it's going to stay with GNC with 28 seconds left. The Knights got the steal. They tried to take it to the hoop. Reinshagen with the block, but GNC will hold on. They trail 71-68. Again, remember, most of their guards that started have fouled out. Popette, no, lost it. And then J.B. Trimble with the steal on defense, and he's fouled and will go to the line. Wow. Popette had it, and he passed it back to one of his other guards, and then Trimble swooped in quickly and stole it. And this is just tough for the Knights here. They really have no options left with a couple of guys who have fouled out. And this will send J.B. Trimble to the line with 24 seconds left here in OT. First round of the state tournament. Here's J.B. Trimble at the line. He cannot get the first shot.
So it's still a one-possession game.
Second one coming here for J.B. Trimble with 24 seconds left.
Substituting here in for GNC 21, Jair Rizzo, eighth grader, first time in the game.
What a time to come in. Second shot, Trimble, in and out, rebound, Popette. 20 seconds left. Popette is fouled by Connor at midcourt. With 20 seconds to go. Connor trying to steal the ball from Popette. Instead, Popette is fouled and will go to the line with SK leading 71-68. Oh, they're just leaving the door open just a crack here, Coach. Oh, boy. Live here at Oneonta High School, I'm Nate Lowell. Greg Bonskowski with me. Popette at the line, buries it. 38 for Chris Popette. Another one coming for Popette here, and now what is a two-point game. SK on top by two, 71-69. Second shot for Popette is good. 39 for Popette, and it's a one-point game with 20 seconds left. Here's Jack Byrne at midcourt. Byrne gets fouled by Popette with 16 seconds left. He was trying to sell out to get that ball. And that's five on Popette. He is fouled out with 16 seconds left. Popette will finish with 39 points. A tremendous effort, and he might have just fouled out of his last high school game. Jack Byrne to the line now for SK. But only one starter left on the floor here for Greenberg Northcastle. Armani Dudley has played some big minutes, but besides that, everybody else is pretty darn new out there for the Knights. Jack Byrne to the line. Yes. Game is far from over. But SK has a two-point lead, 72-70. Byrne just trying to have the extra assurance, and he hits it. 11 for Byrne, and it's a three-point lead. 16 seconds left. Near midcourt. GNC lost it. Ahead for Carino. Connor goes up and lays it in. And that should do it for SK. With 4 seconds left, and the clock is going to run out. 75-70 in overtime. SK moves on. They'll go to Long Island on Saturday to take on Smithtown Christian from Section 11. Greenberg Northcastle comes up short for the third year in a row against South Courtright. Popette with 39. He was tremendous. We'll have our post-game show coming up. Carino with 39, Popette with 39. A game for the ages here as SK wins 75-70. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Oneonta High School here as the SK boys from Section 4, they clip Greenberg North Castle 75-70. GNC's the champs from Section 1 in overtime in the New York State Class D boys basketball sub-regional round. They will move on to Long Island against Smithtown Christian on a Saturday at 10 a.m. at SUNY Farmingdale. And SK gets it done here tonight. Let's do our scoring summary. In a historic game, Connor Carino with 39 points for SK. 15 for Darren Dengler, 11 for Jack Byrne, 10 for Boston Carino. On the other side for GNC, 39 for Chris Popette, 20 for Tavon Saylor, 6 for Roland Nakash, 5 for Daywan Owens. Coach, how's this sink in for you after watching that game?
It was a fantastic high school basketball game. I just wish that GNC had a few more players that were capable of coming out there on the floor at the end of the game. They just kind of ran out of guys. It was a heck of a basketball game. Two phenomenal individual performances by Connor Carino and Chris Popette. And I just think South Corray had a few more guys that stepped up and made plays tonight.
Yeah, we've talked all through the sectional run about the supporting cast and how were guys going to step up and help out, and it couldn't just all be on Connor, and we saw that here tonight on various levels. So,
I mean, how many
guys to them
from South Corray were in double figures? Four?
Yeah. We had Carino 39, Dengler 15, yeah, Jack with 11, and Boston with 10.
So, and all those points were needed, so.
Yeah, excellent game, and time to get into our three awards. We're going to have about one extra award here tonight as well. And I just want to say, if you're listening, maybe you're listening back to this, we do our very best to give out these awards. I've been taking a lot of heat on these awards recently. I am not afraid to say it anymore. I used to kind of hide in the background, but we don't have any agenda. We don't have any favorites. I'm not anybody on anybody's hype train, so. We try to give as many awards as we can to as many kids as possible, so I hope that you'll understand. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. I'd like to give a co-award tonight, 39 for Connor Carino and 39 for Chris Popette. You know, usually in a game where we play somebody out of town, we give all three awards to our local team. Maybe I won't send Chris Popette a trophy. Maybe I will. I know Coach Nicodemo very well, so maybe I'll slap one in the mail, but both these guys deserve this one here tonight.
I mean, I'll start with the Popet first. He finished with 39 points. He had 20 rebounds, 5 steals, 6 blocks. If there was something to be done for the Knights tonight, he kind of did it out there. Mm-hmm. He was very, very impressive. And then at the end of the game, when his other teammates had fouled out, he's 6'5", trying to guard probably one of the quickest players with the ball and giving it everything he has out there on the floor to try to help his team come back and win. So just a phenomenal effort. It's been a long time since I've seen a big guy play that well in a high school basketball game. So I wish him the best of luck in college wherever he ends up. Somebody's getting a heck of a player.
Yeah, he's going to be great. We'll have to ask Coach where he might end up next year. Tremendous. And, I feel for him because now I've seen him 3 years in a row. I've had the pleasure to watch him 3 years in a row. He's gotten better every year. And for the third year in a row, SK defeats Greenberg North Castle.
And I don't want to leave out Connor.
Yeah.
Just they chased him around all game. There was somebody in his shorts from the time the ball was thrown up by the officials until that final horn went off. And it was a variety of different players. And like you said, he just finds a way to score. He didn't have a tremendous night from the perimeter. He didn't take a lot of shots from the perimeter. I can only remember maybe 3 or 4. I think he had 2 threes. And he just finds a way to get to the hoop. He makes critical plays, too. It's almost like he senses when the game is in question, and he makes a play to help his team win. The one that I recall tonight is once some of those guards had fouled out and the passing out on the perimeter was a little questionable, he read the passing lane when the Knights made a weak pass across, and he stole it, went down and scored. He's a really, really good player.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. We will go with Darren Dengler tonight. 15 points, that was huge, but he was one of the guys that was trying to stop the two-headed 6'5 monster down low. And I just thought Darren overall played an excellent game and did what he had to do to try to make up for not being 6'5".
Yeah, he had some key rebounds. He finished the game with 10 rebounds to go along with his 15 points. So he had a double-double, and he just also seemed to get key pivotal defensive rebounds when the Rams needed it the most. And his effort in there tonight against kids that were taller than he was certainly commendable. He had a big game. Without him, I don't think the Rams win tonight.
Next up is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. It's our last one tonight. Brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'd like to go with Jack Byrne tonight. We said it a few times throughout the broadcast, just seemed to make a key bucket at several different points of the game, make a nice pass, get on the floor, do something defensively. Jack was really an all-purpose guy tonight.
Yeah, he had a couple nice baskets in transition. He made a big three early in that first half to go along. How many points did he have, 11?
Jack ended up with 11, yeah.
He made some pivotal free throws down the stretch late in the regulation. He also had that great pass, the diagonal pass to Darren Dengler when Darren Dengler was able to convert that three-point play. And he had 4 assists tonight, which led the Rams. He certainly was all-purpose. He did a good job pressuring the guards on the perimeter. I noticed at the end of the game in overtime, once all the guards had departed with foul trouble for the Knights, he really did a good job of trying to deny Popet the ball out on the perimeter, especially when they were trying to bring it up. So just another quality contribution for the Rams. Again, without him, I don't think they win tonight.
So that's our 3 awards. We give out an extra one to add Chris Popet in there. So, again, if you're an SK fan or a local basketball fan, SK is headed to the island. They're going to play Section 11 champ Smithtown Christian on Saturday at SUNY Farmingdale at 10 a.m. So book your hotels, make your travel plans. We are waiting to see who the Cherry Valley Springfield girls will play. And right now, they will play the winner of Smithtown Christian for the girls and Eldred. And in the third quarter, Smithtown Christian is ahead of Eldred 30-13 in that ball game. So we're waiting to see Mr. Dengler. Nice game, sir. Came over to, he always comes over and gives us a nice handshake. So I'm curious, and we don't know yet, that if CVS plays Smithtown Christian, we know it's in Section 11. We know it's on Saturday. Could it be at the same facility at SUNY Farmingdale? It would certainly be great for WCDO, or for me, I should say, as at this point I am planning potentially to maybe go down, cover those games in person with live Twitter updates. I do not think we would do radio again until maybe one of our teams gets to the state semifinals, knock on wood. Just a lot of logistics in there that are difficult, but we'll certainly do our research the rest of the week. But keep an eye on NateLaw.com. Keep an eye on my Twitter page. We will keep you updated on where the CVS girls are going to end up, and certainly how we will be covering SK. We'll have updates one way or another for you on that SK game on Saturday. Because, you know, 10 a.m., that's a long trip for a casual fan to get down there, so we'll see if we can help out.
Great basketball game tonight. Two quality high school teams. Two phenomenal players were out there on the floor.
Yeah.
The fans got their money's worth tonight. That's
yes,
for sure.
An instant classic here, Coach. I'm glad that we were here together to see it. These late season games, you never know what you're going to get. But kudos to both these teams. And SK is moving on to take on Smithtown Christian, a team that we've only seen on the girls' side over the last few years. Looks like we might see them again. I have not seen the Smithtown Christian boys in my time here at CDO, but from talking to some Section 4 people who got a chance to watch the Smithtown Christian sub-regional game, they said they looked very good against Chapel Field. So we will see. SK, Smithtown Christian, they'll be doing their homework the rest of the week, and the boys will be headed to the island. So, Coach, thank you, and hopefully we'll get to do another one maybe in Troy or Glens Falls.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, and best of luck to the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots and to the South Corray Andes Rams in their games this weekend.
Yeah, CVS did not have to play this midweek game. They had the quote-unquote bye to the quarterfinals, and so that's why they are awaiting the winner of Eldred and Smithtown Christian. So CVS certainly also hoping that Smithtown Christian wins, because if Eldred wins that game, they were going to have to play it on Thursday. And if Smithtown wins, they'll get the time off until Saturday. So we will keep you updated on that. Check it out on Twitter. Check it out on NateLaw.com. And SK survives, and they'll be going to the island. A big thank you to Craig Stevens and to our producer, Jim Tomeo, back in the WCDO studios. We appreciate them. And, Coach, we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and good luck to all the teams that play on Saturday.
SK boys survive here at Oneonta High School in overtime, 75-70 over Section 1 champion Greenberg North Castle, and the game that will go down in the history books. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. We'll talk to you again soon on WCDO Sports.
WCDO, thanks for making us part of your day.
I can be a little devil, or I could be a little saint. I kind of like it in the middle. Is you is or is you ain't. Nothing's indelible, everything is sellable. Whether you're an animal, a vegetable, or mineral, it's criminal to think, it drives a man to drink. Am I coming off like my hips don't stink? Come on, flip. Am I living in a bubble? Am I really out of touch? Do you think I'll get in trouble if I talk too much? Am I too cynical, a bit too clinical? Maybe that pinnacle's unwinnable, subliminal, original sin. You'll tell me where you've been. Can we get a do-over and start again? I can't understand it for you, but I'll try to explain. Come on, flip.